This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karma Yogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants in ministries, departments and organizations. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma said the BJP will fight for 68 seats, while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union, AJSU party. 2 seats, Jamshedpur West and Tamar, have been given to the Janata Dal United, and 1 seat in Chhatra has been allocated to Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, the India bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide on the seat-sharing formula. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest the elections along with the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD and CPI-ML. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is coming to Ranchi today to discuss seat sharing. With the issuance of notification, the filing of nomination papers for the first phase of the assembly elections began yesterday. 43 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on the 13th of November. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her trip to 3 African nations, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart Lazarus Chakwera yesterday. 4 MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Bhabatron cancer-treating machines to Malawi. President Murmu has also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Meanwhile, visit will conclude today as the President will leave for New Delhi from Malawi. The President is scheduled to visit the Sri Radha Krishna Mandir and the famous Malawi Lake today. Haryana government will provide free dialysis service to patients suffering from kidney disease in the state. This was announced by Chief Minister Nayab Singh after chairing the first formal meeting of the newly constituted Cabinet of Haryana yesterday. The Chief Minister said the welfare of the poor is the government's first priority. He expressed that government has fulfilled the promise of providing 24,000 jobs made before taking his oath. The Chief Minister announced the Cabinet has decided to implement the order of the Supreme Court regarding scheduled caste reservation. The Chief Minister said the government is committed to buying every grain of the farmer's crop at the minimum support price. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies yesterday for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies are being sent. The consignment comprises a wide range of pharmaceutical products including cardiovascular medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, anti-inflammatory agents, antibiotics and anesthetics. India also sent the first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units departed from Pipavav for Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. In Assam, the CBI has begun investigation into the alleged illegal online trading scam in the state. CBI has taken up 41 cases that alleged to dupe crore of rupees of investors. The Assam government recently handed over the investigation to the CBI into the illegal online trading scam. Prior to the CBI investigation, Assam police made several arrests who were involved in the scam. Yesterday, CBI recorded statements of several victims of the scam. A team also went to Dibrugarh to question some of the kingpins of the scam. And in cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. India is currently trailing by 125 runs against New Zealand. For India, Virat Kohli got out on the last ball of the day after scoring 70 runs, while Sarfaraz Khan was unbeaten at 70. For New Zealand, Ajaz Patel took 2 wickets, while Glenn Phillips took 1. And earlier, New Zealand posted a huge total of 402 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.